This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
This is a very exciting episode for us because it's fashion.
We're dipping our toe into that fashion.
Fashion.
How do you say it? Like fashion?
Fashion.
Yeah.
We have the boys from Lux Collective. Well, the founders, the creators.
The bros. No, we need to
of
stop.
Lux
I need
Collective.
To stop being so
gimpy. I know we do. Anyway, really, really cool guys. They started this epic, like, secondhand.
Pre-loved.
Pre-loved. Not secondhand. Pre-loved.
They're changing the way the stigma of secondhand.
All pre-loved designer stuff. It's really, really cool.
They're sick.
They're very young, very entrepreneurial, and they've got great style. And the concept of the whole thing is amazing. Sophie and I only, you know, give our bags, shoes, everything to them now.
Yeah. Guys, you've probably seen them on TikTok before. Lux Collective. They're coming on today to give us all the tips on what to do with fashion, style, trends,
what
brands.
What to invest in and what not to invest in.
What to invest in. What brands to invest in and what to spend your money on.
Yeah.
And basically, the do's and don'ts and how to spot fake. I'm going to get you mixed up.
We've been confused our whole
you're
life.
You're Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a twin?
No.
You do look very
whoa.
Similar.
He's 5 years younger than me. He's just had a rough paper around.
Wait, you look really similar.
Yeah, you do. Well,
I used to have my hair like his as well, all grown up. Because obviously him being my older brother, I just wanted to be like him all grown up. And then I found my own style and everything, so I changed my hair. But people used to say we were twins even more. So I'm going through high school as well. Even when he left high school, I got called Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really had an identity until
now. Mind you, you guys are in like similar, like matching outfits.
We are.
I know.
Does that happen by
no,
accident?
No, we got them yesterday, so we thought we'd put them on today.
Oh, cool.
They're very cool.
Where
are
they from? Cole Buxton.
We like this brand. Why am I? Who am I? I don't
boys,
know it.
It's men's.
Yeah,
it is only men's at the moment.
Okay, so we can let me off.
To be fair, though, like, oversized stuff that would look cool on you.
I buy a lot of boys' clothes. I prefer Jamie's wardrobe to mine.
Yeah, really? That's the good thing about having someone that's not too.
He doesn't style it that well, but he has really good items, doesn't he?
Yeah, really good items. Like his like items. Complete mismatch.
Yeah, but like such good items. And then you put them together. Unique taste.
So,
okay,
right.
Let's go into the business.
Say, maybe a bit of background because we know because we've read like the articles. Yes. Maybe you want to give the listeners. Like,
yeah, absolutely. So
Ben's good at telling stories.
Okay. Yeah. So we're from an area in Liverpool that like is quite wealthy, okay. But like we were never wealthy growing up. But like we would always like subconsciously be trying to fit in with like the crowd. So like we'd always be like quite entrepreneurial kids. Like Joe would always be selling like candles, caps, air fresheners, like anything we could think of to sell. And like obviously him being my older brother, I was always like, oh, I'll just copy him. Like so I started selling it as well. So like subconsciously we were always trying to make a little bit more money just to fit in. And then one Christmas, my sister asked my mum for a pair of like £400 shoes. Do you remember the Isabel Marant Beckett's, the one that
the trainer,
the one that
Beyonce
have like the like the heel in
yes.
them,
and
the trainer,
Velcro straps.
Yes.
Beyonce wore them for the Love on Top video. Yeah. So my sister got them for Christmas, and I was like, oh my God, like I ran to my mum. I was like, why the hell is she getting a pair of £400 trainers? And I'm just getting like a pair of tracky bottoms for Christmas. And then she told me they were from like a website called Vestiaire Collective.
We love Vestiaire.
Yeah, it's so sick, which is like a marketplace. It's like similar to eBay, but just for luxury goods. And I was about 16 at the time, but because all my friends were wearing luxury goods, I became like obsessed with it because I was like, oh, this is how I can afford luxury goods and how I can fit in with my friends. And then as I was getting closer to leaving school, I was like, I don't want to go to university. I want to do my own thing. And this just happened to be like on my mind constantly. So I was like, oh, well, I'll do like a similar thing to Vestiaire, but I'll just buy and sell. So I'll buy them off eBay and Depop. I'll clean them up and I'll sell them on Instagram.
And you're obviously allowed to do that because
it's just used goods.
Yeah.
And but at the time, like we never thought it would get to the place where it is now. It was just to like make a bit of extra money to go partying on the weekends. And like,
yeah. What age is this? 16?
So I was 17 when we first started.
17 and you started it?
Well, I had the idea and I just, because I had no money at the time at all. I knocked on Joe's bedroom and I was like, do you want to start this business with me? He was like, well, luckily enough, I've just taken out a £10,000 loan for a car. I've spent £9,000 of it on the car. So I've got £1,000. So that bought us about 3 pairs of trainers to buy and sell.
Oh my goodness.
And literally from that moment, we've had no investment and we've just rolled and rolled.
Wow.
And
guys, that's epic.
And did you sell it then again on eBay or did you have your own website?
No, we literally just sold through Instagram.
Oh, right.
You bought it off eBay and
bought it off eBay and Depop.
And it's also so great because you're not the one who buys it full price. You're already buying it secondhand, so you're never losing anything.
Yeah, so like when we first started, we were only making like £10-20 on stuff, but we saw that we could buy cheaper. And like I always say this to people, like buying and selling is the best way to start a business and understand business because you start to understand like arbitrage, which is basically buying for one price and selling for another. So it's the really, really easy way if you want to start your own business just to buy and sell stuff. And then we started like negotiating on price. So like we started building our skills up with negotiation and then we started building our skills up with marketing of how we can market the product. So it was first Instagram and then we got onto TikTok super, super early.
I read that and your TikTok style isn't necessarily trying to sell stuff, right? It's like quite niche the way you do your TikTok.
So when my sister bought those pairs of secondhand trainers for Christmas, my first initial reaction was like, ooh, secondhand for Christmas. Why are you getting that? And then like as the barrier's broken down and like the stigma.
Yeah. We believed like, so when we first started doing it, our biggest challenge was going to change the stigma that secondhand isn't like dirty.
Yeah.
No, so what we did, we added, to add value, what we did, we bought stuff in and we cleaned it up, got it to look as new as possible and as close to new as possible. Obviously it's not new, but it looks good. And add as much value that way so people would realise that actually buying secondhand or pre-loved isn't actually buying
and now
dirty
it's like
stuff.
A cool thing. I feel like we're in this day and age now where like buying vintage or buying secondhand is like quite cool.
And also just so desirable and good for the planet.
Scroll on Vestiaire non-stop. Like I'm obsessed with it.
There's so much cool product on there.
So you guys now have your...
So now it's just this enormous thing.
Yeah, so I think
so
we've...
So goodbye to Vestiaire.
That's the aim.
Stop scrolling on Vestiaire. Going on about Vestiaire. We're tracking you guys.
I think what we've always said is like you just mentioned on Sophie, like the sustainability of it is amazing and everything. So like the more companies, the actually the better.
Yeah.
And it's just offering a different service. So like Vestiaire, they're a marketplace. So you can do it from the comfort of your own home. You can list it yourself.
It's like eBay. Whereas
we'll either buy it directly off you or we'll sell it for you. So we take all the stress away from you. So
it's a different type of customer.
Sophie, give us your number after this and we'll clear your wardrobe out for you.
I would love this. This is genius.
So our aim as well to add value was to basically the most valuable thing you've got is your own time. Mm. So on Vestiaire and other marketplaces like eBay, you have to spend time messaging the crazy offers you get from people.
You have to
take pictures of them, then you've got to post them. So what we do is
we would
just
never
literally
do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us your items and we'll sort it for you and then we'll just pay you when it's all
and
done.
Aren't people not like nuts? They'll be fighting with you for days over 5p.
Yeah,
and
you're it's like the Depop mentality, we call it.
It's
wild.
Yeah.
People love a deal.
Yeah.
But like 2p literally and they go crazy. I'm like, that would just put me off.
Yeah.
But that's what we were getting to. So we tried to change the service we offered. So like the angle we took on social media wasn't like selling the product, like you touched on before, Melissa. It's like, how can we like create a place that people want to come back to our content?
Right.
Like how, like instead of forcing product down them, we'll tell them stories about the brands. We'll talk about real versus fakes, because no one in the industry wanted to talk about fakes and like tell people they had fakes in their possession. But like we get sent in fakes all the time. Like we're going to have fakes in our possession. Why not talk about them and educate the end consumer?
Wait, so
they
will send you fakes and then try and pie it off as real?
Yeah.
Well,
or well, they don't
the
know.
Sometimes they don't know. A lot of the
yes
time.
Yes and no.
Yeah. They don't know.
So it
shit,
could
that's
be.
Horrible.
No, I'm terrified.
A lot of it is my ex-boyfriend's gave me this. That is the most common.
I know someone who bought someone a fake. It's the funniest. And they were like, yeah, but it was a nice fake. I'm
tell
like,
us,
you can't.
Tell us, Sophie, who was it?
I think I know.
You can't, But you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't buy someone a fake.
It's
and
just
not,
horrific.
You can't confirm it's fake.
So that's something we get all the time. It's like, oh yeah, but it's a good fake. Like, oh, like fakes are getting so good, there's no point in buying real anymore. Like, that's not true. Because like you said, you'll always find out whether it's a fake.
Yeah.
The quality is never as good. And to people who are trained in authentication, they know straight away. It is
you
like to the average
it.
Person, you won't tell. But the thing is with buying a fake product is it's not an investment piece. You won't get money back for it if you try and sell it. It's practically worthless. And it just doesn't last as long. So there's just, in my opinion, in our opinion, that's why we feel so strongly about it. There's no point in buying them. Do you know
what
I mean?
About these horrible, have you heard about these trucks that are like the real thing and then people like ransack the trucks? So you actually buy a real bag for the fake price.
I don't
it's come
it's
off
true.
A truck that's come from the factory. That...
So it's just like stolen?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's not true. That's like, you
on
know,
the dark
bags
web.
From Dubai. They're like, the oh, it's web. Off a truck. It's identical. It's off of the back of a truck. It just
so
fell off.
That's just bullshit. It's just bullshit.
They're
saying.
Like, okay. Well, if you have fakes, then like, no, but it's the real one. It just fell off the back.
Yeah,
of
you've been wearing that the whole time, and I'm like,
I got
what?
Done for that. I got done for that in lockdown with AirPods. They were like, yeah, it's they're the real thing. They're just off the back of a truck, and then they broke after a week.
No,
I was
I
like,
always...
that's an excuse.
Okay,
that's
it must
so
be
many
like
times. Yeah, it's awful. Wait, is that you guys obviously love fashion?
Yes,
always.
Yes,
or both of you.
So we were always like into like Nike trainers, like hype wear, like streetwear a bit, not necessarily luxury, just because. As kids, it just felt so far away from what we could afford, what we could like achieve, like wear. So like we were always into. Do you remember like Huaraches? We must have had like 12 pairs
the
of like Huaraches.
No.
Nike shoes with the big thicks.
That's like a Bradley.
What's the little
what's
Huarache?
Like, doo, doo, doo,
doo. No, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. That's what I thought you meant. I was like, what's that?
I thought you meant like a Radley umbrella, and I was like the Radley dog like logo of that design. I was like, no, that's really not what they'd be wearing.
Oh yeah, of course I remember that. I had loads.
No, yeah, so we were always into like trainers more so than like clothes. But, and like, as we've just got older, we've evolved into more like style as like a whole outfit.
But I feel like that streetwear is also huge now.
Oh, absolutely.
Never
yeah.
really used
I think
to
that's come from the culture of like Supreme, like making it really, really hype from
what
the US.
What are your thoughts on StockX?
In terms of like
so many things, so many things that I buy from there say like no non-authentication can't send it to you because it's not legit.
Yeah, so StockX are basically like a middleman. So like you list it on StockX, it's 99% of it is new product. It's not pre-owned. And then you'll list it on there, it will sell, you'll send it to their authenticators. And there's been like thing in the press like
apparently
in the last 6 months.
People can get fakes from their bags.
People...
There were videos on YouTube of someone sending it to StockX and it going through and then getting sold. And
yeah,
then
but you never know
it.
What to believe because like people just do that for clicks on YouTube. Like it's
the TikTok thing. Like, I'll go down and I'm like, that whole thing was acted out. Yeah. None of it's real these days.
Okay, right. So because you guys are experts, what's the biggest trend in fashion over the past year?
Like, the biggest trend is probably like mini skirts.
You're so right.
Like Miu Miu have been the pioneer of that, and like according to like, do you know List, the website?
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, it's basically like it's an affiliate website, so people will search on there, and you'll get like the best price for loads of luxury stores.
I did not know that.
Store.
You would have gone on it by accident.
Yeah,
L-Y-S-T.
Yeah. It's actually not like communicated that well.
I also don't think that it's that consumer friendly. I always think like, what is this weird shop? I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
Get me to Net-a-Porter.
I find it really weird.
Yeah,
but basically they do a report every quarter of like the hottest brands, the hottest trends. And we do like lots of videos for them. Like,
cool.
Like it's really cool. And the hottest brand of the year, they've said, is Miu Miu, according to how many searches they get on their website.
Right.
And the hottest products, there's a lot of hottest products, but some of them, I don't know, some of them seem a bit dodgy and some of them seem like they've been paid to get promoted on there.
Really?
But for me, I've just seen mini skirts everywhere in the last year.
Fine. And they've really not been around for years.
Since like 1999.
Yeah. And then what about like for guys? Is there something that you'd say?
For guys, I just think it's the continuation of like oversized streetwear.
Yeah.
Oversized like everything.
Oversized everything. Justin Bieber.
Yeah, literally. He's
but
the
then
pioneer.
The cropped,
for sure.
I quite like too. I like the oversized like cropped stuff that he's been wearing and then like.
No, I don't.
I love it. And I love what Austin Butler wears. Like those trousers.
I only think Justin
cropped cool.
Can wear
I think
the cropped.
I think
Austin Butler, no, I think wears it much better.
Austin Butler, Justin Bieber, and Jacob Elordi.
Lordy. Oh my God, Jacob Elordi's
fashion. And Bad Bunny. They've been really cool this year. They've been really
Who's
cool.
Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
He dates Kendall Jenner.
He went out with Kendall Jenner. Yeah. He's still going out with her.
I think
I don't know. But they coded the new Gucci campaign together.
What?
They're killing it.
Okay, what brand was the biggest of 2023?
Miu Miu.
Yeah, Miu Miu.
I agree.
Like he touched on then, list... hottest was Miu Miu, and you just see it everywhere now.
And like what they've done is they've created a thing for other luxury brands to copy. So we see the fast fashion industry copying like the luxury fashion industry.
All that stuff.
Exactly. So Miu Miu have
not
created...
me buying them. I've never worn them once. Those you can get rid for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I literally have worn them once.
Oh, they look good in theory, but then I'm like, they would get
ridiculous
so like
I pinks at it.
You know why? It's because when we were at school, ballet pumps were a thing, and I'm like, the Gen Zs nowadays at school won't know that that was something that we used to wear at school.
But that's
when
how we were younger.
What do you guys think of the Gen Z population? Because I'm a Gen Zer. So be nice.
No, I like think you guys are the coolest, like most fascinating people ever.
This is what he says.
I like genuinely wish I was Gen Z.
This is what I say.
But then sometimes I see it's
like I'm so embarrassed to be not a Gen Z. I'm so uncool. I just find them fascinating. Like my Jamie's brother's a Gen Z.
Yeah.
And I just find him. I'm honestly obsessed with him.
I think
like everything.
Apparently,
does,
there's like loads of
it.
Things that we do that like a Gen Z thinks is really uncool. It's really funny.
Like counting in photos, like just so many.
apparently, this is fine, but if you pout and do this at the same time, like you're dead. And like there's all these like really funny
putting
things.
Hashtags on Instagram.
Oh my God! Just like so blunt. I find all Gen Z so blunt. Like I'm like !! Yeah. Kiss! Oh my God! Can't wait to see you. Like they're just like.
Do
yeah,
you
cool.
use Snapchat still?
No.
Okay, my brother does, but my they brother's a lot younger. He's like 23.
I used to.
There's a different generation. Gen Z should be split in half because like there's Gen Zs like you, and I'm technically a month away from being a Gen Z. If I was born in Jan,
I'd
be a Gen Z. It's 97 and I'm 96.
But he's a Gen Z who's around a lot of my age.
Millennials.
Yeah, I think it just depends. Like, but then there's like, it's like those people on Instagram, like Olivia Neils of the world. And like that to me is Gen Z.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
when I'm scrolling on Instagram, my girlfriend's always like, oh my God, he's such a millennial. Just by reading the caption. Yeah. Like, because when she hasn't met you or my older brother, she used to look through the captions and be like, oh, Joe's so millennial.
I've got to say, like, even captions Jamie does, I'm like, oh God. Like, I can tell his age. Like, I just can. Right.
Sorry, I went off track there.
Oh, this is a great question. What pieces are the easiest to sell?
The easiest?
Yeah.
Anything Louis Vuitton?
Yes.
Classic.
They just keep going on.
What about
it? Doesn't does it? Because everyone likes it,
and it also is just classic. It never changes.
I don't know.
I love it.
It's just a monogram. Yeah,
can you remember when it became?
Everyone wants it.
It wasn't a cool thing, but then Burberry wasn't, and now they're so cool.
Can we talk about the? You know, like the Louis Vuitton, like the tote bag. Why do the straps go cracky and horrible?
They never fall. So, like, that's just a thing that happens with Louis Vuitton. Well, no, the straps are leather.
It's leather, but they crack and then they, like, all bitty. And I'm like, I wouldn't pay a grand for that.
Yeah, so, like,
I hate those bags.
You do?
Yeah.
They're everywhere in London.
They're everywhere.
I'm sure you have one.
I had one, but I'm like, again, that looks fake.
That's the problem.
So, see, this is what I say to everyone who says, oh, that looks fake. I think, like, as long as you know it's not fake,
that's all that matters. Fake, I'm sure of it. No, you know what? The traditional one doesn't, but the dark brown one, with the monochrome, that looks fake. Every single one of them looks fake.
Why does it look fake to you though?
Don't know.
It's because you would have seen one person with a fake one, then that's just what you associate it with, maybe.
I think it'd be hard for you to tell. I'd be very surprised if you could tell it.
It's because when you're in Marbella, like, and you're sat having dinner, you've got those people coming around with those bags. That's why it's from, like, when you're young, it's sticks.
From, like, just walking around, yeah, for sure. Like, obviously, when you get
when you're close
up,
and you feel it and you can smell it, you can see.
I would love to have a full set, and, like, the vintage trunks in my living room is, like, my dream.
Yeah, laid on top of each other.
So high end. I love it. Like, next to the fireplace, stunning.
Okay, this is what will be great for our listeners. What are some of the mid-range brands to be looking out for that are sort of up and coming?
I love this question because when I was younger and looking for luxury stuff, this is definitely the brands that I would look for if I was to be getting like a luxury bag or something. And I think Coach, Marc Jacobs, and like a lower end of Jacquemus are really, really affordable.
Jacquemus can be so affordable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great shout.
They're really affordable, like weighs in for luxury.
Yeah,
I think they're amazing. I think Coach this year has killed it.
Yeah, Coach are bringing out some cool
stuff.
Who
was the face of it? Someone cool.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's weird, and she's always great. But it's become really trendy again. Very Gen Z.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's like, and then like, oh my gosh, what's that one that like, I know I might be really upsetting people, but it's like this mid-range brand, which I really never got on board with, this Machino.
Never got on board with
I just never got on board
really
with it.
I think like,
but it's one of those affordable ones that are like always in TK Maxx.
That's the reason why we've never sold it.
DKNY.
And like Kurt Geiger and like, they're like the brands that, like,
the, they're in between. Yeah. Like, what are you?
Yeah. But I think Marc Jacobs. I love Marc Jacobs. Love them so much.
They killed it.
The snapshot that sells, have you seen that? It's like a small rectangle crossbody bag. For us, those types of bags sell really well.
Do they have
Marc Jacobs and Jacquemus and Coach, we never have it on the website because when we put it up, it sells instantly. Because it's such an affordable price.
Right.
Oh my God, sorry.
Maybe we need to
make
me
want to go shopping.
Yeah, me too.
Right, guys. What brands should we be investing in for 2024?
I think this is a great question for you, Joe, innit? You do of all products.
So investing-wise, it depends what you want. So you can get investment pieces which you can sell fast, obviously, which are the ones like the collaborations, like Louis Vuitton, when they bring out ones with like Nigo. If you buy them quick and sell them, you can sell them for more. But the classic ones that you want to keep hold of are just all your classics, like Chanel Classic Flap, medium, like the price increase from 2016 to now is over doubled. So they were like,
is
just
there
under
a
five
point where
grand.
Where it can stop?
There will be a point where it can stop, but they just keep doing it. Like Chanel, every year have increased the prices by at least one.
Louis Vuitton every year.
It makes me a bit anxious, the thought of how expensive they're getting. Because I'm like, how am I going to obtain that ever?
But that's their marketing strategy. Like they're so happy that you're feeling like that.
Great.
And Chanel now, you can only buy one of those classic flaps a year now.
Also buying one of those a year is surely enough. But then you just go to someone like you and get a lovely secondhand
one. This is where investment wise I would always say pre-loved is best, because if you buy a classic flat for like just over $10,000 now,
that's what they are retail.
Yeah, they'll just lose, like,
no
one's paying them. It's like $8,500.
So like what you've got, the classic bag.
That's over 10 grand.
Yes. $10,000.
It's like £8,500.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
But what we always say.
Well done, Davey.
And Joe was touching on it then, is that you've got to think about it, because everyone can relate to this that's over 17. it's like the car industry. So if you buy a new bag, as soon as it leaves like the forecourt, the shop, the it loses value. It loses like 40%.
So if you want
to. Wait, what? Yeah. I thought you gained value the minute it was an investment.
No, it depends what bag you buy.
So I'd say the only one really, well, two, is a Birkin or a Kelly. If you buy them retail, if you can get
the
one,
MS bags,
they can literally
I'm not paying.
I'm not
20 grand.
Exactly.
Single time I see one wearing, I'm like, fake.
But that's
or I'm just like, you've got too much money, you didn't know what to do with it. Which
I just
I
don't know
if I was in that position. But I would
the
never.
Retail price isn't actually as much as, so the retail price is like £7,000-£8,000, but the resale price, if you get one to sell, is like 20, 25, 30, it's depending nuts. On what they are.
So we always
imagine you spilling your coffee on it. We would get makeup all over it, chaos.
I just would feel sick walking around with that on my
Do you know what I've noticed as well? And I did a TikTok about it the other day and it got, like, it banged. When you're in London, people with Hermes Kellys and Chanel Classic flaps, they wear them backwards anyway, so you don't see the logo. Yeah. They like hide the logo, so like, what's the point in buying an expensive bag not to show it off?
Yeah, because that's what people they do. That they like turn their watches around, they turn their rings around. It's like, what's the point? And just move to the country where no one's going to rob you.
Exactly.
So I was in Japan recently to obviously get in stock, and there's a Himalayan bacon, and these.
Joe went to Japan for a month, by the way. How lucky is that?
What? Just,
I was getting some stock for the site.
Sorry.
So how do you do that? As in, like, you go to like clients that are wanting to sell their stuff?
I go to suppliers and the shops. So I'll go into the shop. There's literally a secondhand shop on every single corner of luxury goods. Yeah.
No, there isn't. I need to go.
Yeah, you do.
Honestly, the price is unbelievable. Tokyo, yeah.
TikTok it. There's everything will
literally
come up.
The shops with Kim K on the wall, picture of a sign in the walls.
We were in there in May. And literally 5 minutes after we came in, the people on the SAs were like, "Oh, you've just missed Pharrell."
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so annoying.
And
she couldn't speak. She was like, "Do you know who Pharrell is?" And we're like, "Yeah, yeah." Yes. She's like, "He's just being in," and she was like, literally couldn't speak.
Is there someone that you suggest, like a brand that's less expensive? So like something that's more affordable that would hold its value, maybe more.
The
to say someone
stuff.
Had like £2,000 to spend, which is a lot of money. Yeah. It's obviously not 10 grand.
Yeah.
What brand of a handbag would you like say to go with?
It's got
to
be pre-loved stuff.
Yeah,
it's
hard. It's hard for investment. Like nothing you buy for that price will go up in value. No. It's only buying pre-loved that has been at that value and will stay at that value.
But like, I guess more classic bags rather than like the Bottega stuff that's like a huge trending moment and then it's like next year no one wants to wear it.
Bottega is, I'd say, the worst bag to invest in is a Bottega.
Right.
Just because it's so simple. Yeah,
you said that. Same
I think it's really chic. Like Rosie Huntington Whiteley, like everything she wears. Particularly.
But they also offer a lifetime guarantee.
It's beautiful, but it's not going to last.
It's beautiful,
because
but it's so
hand woven.
And
it?
The leather they use is amazing, similar to Loewe. Right. Loewe is not the best investment, but the pieces are so simple
beautiful,
and beautiful.
Yeah.
What I find with Bottega is they offer a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So if you're buying it for you, it's good because you'll never lose value because you can always get it restored. But if you're buying it to sell. Whoever gets the back end of the sale doesn't have that lifetime guarantee anymore.
Me and Joe were doing some girl math last night as well. And we were saying like any luxury piece actually is an investment because once you've worn it, you can sell it because like it holds value. Like we were saying before, like fakes don't hold value.
Yeah.
But luxury stuff do hold value. Like you might get 50% back for it. But also if you don't want to do that in the meantime, whilst you're looking to sell it, you can rent it out.
The
so
renting
you can get
thing
money back
huge.
For it whilst you're waiting to sell it. So if you think about it, you can always, it's always like got money in it. You just need to squeeze it out of it somehow, some way or another.
I need to sell all my wedding stuff. I went really ham with that, didn't I?
What wedding shoes did you have,
lovely.
Sophie?
Because we bought Jimmy Choo ones with the little...
Was it the bows?
No. Bow I had them as well. Did.
She honestly had.
I have about eight
so
wedding shoes and I wore three.
We bought our sister got married last year and we bought our sister some wedding shoes.
Were they the Mac and Mac?
No, we bought
Manolo
Blahnik.
Oh, Manolo.
She had them for my real, for the Spanish one too. Just a little kitten.
It's honestly like every
I want to see your wardrobe, Sophie. You've got so much.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Guys, you have a big announcement. Can you share that with the listeners?
We're excited about what this is.
So I want to do this in a way of like you guys guessing. So we'll give you a clue after each clue.
Okay,
but because
okay, so we appeared on a TV program. Then you say again.
Got one.
Okay.
Is it around?
No.
Dragon's Den.
Yes.
Oh my god!
That was
how did you get it so quick,
guys? That's boring. I got it so quick.
No. Should we pretend that you didn't?
Yeah. That's epic.
Yeah. So we went on Dragon's Den and we got the biggest deal in history.
So wait, but for what? For what?
For the Lux Collective.
Yeah, so for Lux Collective. Yeah. So we got.
But I assume maybe you were bringing out like a new thing within it or something.
No. So just to, oh we my got. God's sake. So because obviously we're quite big on TikTok, we got approached, and then we thought nothing of it. And then we were. I think we were just a bit bored in the office one day, and we were like, "Should we just apply again?" Because like we didn't hear anything back from them. So we applied, and then didn't hear anything. Then they reached out like 6 months later again, and was like, oh, we're following up on from reaching out. So it was like, they reached out, we signed up, they reached out.
Bad and then, admin from them for not picking up your flipping emails.
And then, yeah, it just went on from there. It was a really long process and we filmed it last May. And you can watch it on BBC iPlayer now.
Shit!
Oh my God, guys, that's so epic. So can you share with us the investment you
yeah,
got?
Yeah.
So elaborate. We got, it was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah. Like when we went in there, like we were all shitting ourselves. We were in this room for about 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Waiting just to be told to go on. And oh I was God. Practicing the speech for 8 hours. I didn't get it right once, did I?
So we got there at 12 and we were like, obviously in the mornings, we stayed in Manchester because it was filmed in Manchester. We went for breakfast, like went to the gym, got ourselves prepared. And we were like, we'll get there at 12 and we'll be in within an hour. Got there at 12 and we didn't get on till 6 o'clock. Yeah. So we're in this green room, like practicing our speeches, what we're going to say.
TV's like that.
Honestly,
TV world, waiting mental. Around.
Yeah, it's horrible. We are practicing what we're going to say, how we're going to say it. We go through like being dead nervous and then be like, oh no, we're fine. And then you just go up and down, like, being nervous and not nervous.
6 hours of waiting around. Yeah.
It is horrible. And then they finally said, right, you're doing a practice run. You do the full walk where you walk in after the lift, then when the lights are on you, when they're going to be there.
Oh, I forgot about that bit.
And then that makes you nervous. And then you go back and then they do hair and makeup and then they're like, right, you're coming on now. So we haven't seen any of the dragons until that first time when you walk through the lift and they're all just sat there in front of you.
Are they nice? They're like, hello.
They are.
They are so lovely.
They make you feel comfortable. Fine. But at the first, they don't say anything. You're like walking and you're like.
So who invested?
Have a guess.
Steven.
How much?
So it was $100,000.
Wait, let me tell this bit of story because it's really good. You know, the actual thing. So we were going in.
we were so close not to getting the investment for this reason.
Yeah, so we went in with the price. Was it 100K for 5? No, 100K for 2% is what we were asking for. And obviously they do a bit of negotiation and say 100K for 5%. Yeah. We're like, No. And then we said 100K for 4%. And we're like, no, 100K for 3% is what we want to do. And then Stephen was like, no, 100K for 4%. And then we were like, can we go speak to the wall? So me, Ben and Ollie, who's one of our partners who came in with us, we were just discussing like at the wall saying what we'd do. And me and Ollie were like, yeah, just do 100K for 4%. That's what we'd, I think that's fair. Like, that sounds.
It must be so hard to like know your numbers on the spot like that. And yeah, then like, we need to get the spreadsheet out.
Nervous. Yeah. So we said that. We were like, all agree, 100K for 4%. We were like, yeah. So I'm standing one side of Ben. Ben's Ollie standing the other side of Ben. And Ben starts doing his speech saying why he really wants investment with Stephen.
It was a sob story.
Yeah, it was a really good sob. It was a really good sob story.
But it was true to me.
Can you do us the sob story?
It was like, Stephen, I was going through a really tough time in 2019-20. And I listened to your podcast and it really got me through those times. And if it wasn't for the podcast and all the guests you got on,
yeah.
I don't think I'd be standing in front of you here today pitching my business that's so successful to you.
And then he goes, really, thank you for the offer for 100K for 4%. But I think 100K for 3% is fair. And me and Ollie...
I said, Stephen, it's a cracking deal.
Me and Ollie just looked at each other and looked at Ben and was like, what are you doing?
After you just agreed that it was fine.
Yeah, we were like, 4% fine. And Ben just... And we, like, I hope it's in the edit where we both go like that. But I hope you'll see it when me and Ollie both go like that, stare at each other and like, what's going on? Because he takes ages. Like, he takes ages to decide.
And then Stephen slaps his book and goes, you know what? I really like people to come in here and compromise. And then puts his book down and he goes, I just like you as lads though, so I want to invest.
Oh, what? That's so, so
so lovely. Happy for you guys. That's amazing.
That's sick.
Congrats.
So how long has that been? That's been since May.
Since May.
He's fully in, like, does he come into the office?
So we've had,
like,
it's still a long process. Yeah, it's a really long process, but we have gone to his office and had an hour, well, it was meant to be an hour long, and we ended up staying there for like 2 hours. We got it all on film. We're going to release it in the new year.
Cool, to be fair.
He's just brilliant.
And I guess you'll be on his podcast soon too.
That's the plan. Like, I hope so, but I feel like I want to prove myself a little bit more first in like building my business up a little bit more and like have more to speak about when I'm on there. Do you know what I mean? Because like it's like a precedent that when you go on the Diary of a CEO, you have to cry. So like I need something to cry about first. You know what I mean?
Listen,
this
up.
Is terribly exciting.
We're playing a game. So for the listeners who can't watch us, but you're listening, we've got three bags. We've got a white little one. We've got a Chanel silver, what's it called?
Classic hardware. Flap.
Silver hardware, classic flap.
Okay.
And it's the smooth one. Yours is the...
And then we have Sophie's favourite bag, the Louis Vuitton Neverfull.
That looks very, very, very new. I mean, none of these are pre-loved.
No,
they're all
new.
So you guys fucking buy new ones too?
Yeah, no, well, so pre-owned. So you might have
bought it. So it's pre-owned, but no one's worn it.
Yeah. That's why. So
still,
it is unused.
Still pre-owned, yeah. Just not used.
Okay.
So now we're going to check for...
So do we get to pick them up and have a look?
Absolutely.
So we're now basically trying to find out which one is fake.
Right, bring them all here. So we're picking out the black Chanel. If this is real, and we're just like putting on Gracie Mitchell over there.
You've got to guess.
Oh my god, really? Let's go through them all.
I think the Chanel's
made in
real.
France. I don't think they're made in France. They're made in Italy, aren't they? What does yours say on the inside?
So they're made in Italy and France.
But it stinks of plastic. Are they plastic? Are they meant to be leather?
They're like cotton coated canvas, which is basically plastic covered.
Yeah, so it's basically plastic.
Oh, so it
Hold
can
on, there's
smell
always
like
something with the mammogram being.
Mammogram, that is brilliant. That is
there's something,
right. Listen,
no, there's
up.
Something. So that's all the right way, all the way around, and it doesn't line up.
I don't know.
It's
what
so funny,
about?
Isn't it? You start to overthink like every little
it's
detail.
It's not lining up on the sides, but I don't know if it's meant to because I don't have a real.
I think the Chanel has. Might be fake,
and that's backwards and upside down.
So. No, the Chanel's real.
It's cute.
The white one I think is real because who would even get a fake Jacquemus?
People do. I've seen them.
Jacquemus, that to me, I just think is real through and through.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have a clue.
They're all real leather.
I think the fake is the Louis Vuitton because I just always, but it looks like a good one, but I just, is that meant to be this pale?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't like that.
That's the thing for me that I'm not sure about. Like, that's lining up, but that's not, which doesn't look right to me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
Doesn't look, it looks like it should line up.
I think it's fake. I'm calling fake on the Louis Vuitton tote.
I also feel like, shouldn't that be then upside down on the reverse side? Because then that is, but I don't, do you know what I mean? That's upside down.
Oh, is it meant to be upside down?
Well, there's something about it. Also, there's one of these bags that you can turn inside out and wear the other way, but why on earth would you have that?
No, you can't turn that one.
You
no,
can.
That's
reversible.
So we actually did a TikTok. It's got 20 million views at the moment.
Maybe I've fucking seen it.
Yeah. So it was actually originally, when it first came out in 2007, it was marketed as you can turn it inside out as well. So it's two bags in one.
Yeah,
however,
there was
many problems with it when people were doing it that Louis Vuitton have just stopped that message
right.
now.
Okay, right. I'm going to
go. Oh, well, I think the Jacquemus are real.
I'm going to go.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
I'm only going to say that it's not real because I feel like you've put that in there to throw us off because it's unlikely that a Jacquemus is going to be fake because they're more reasonably priced than these two. So
I want to say something, but we've got to cut it. I remember when I looked at my real one of these and the fake one,
we
the difference
them.
Was this was thicker on this and thinner on my fake. That's Chanel.
It's hard to compare when you don't have one next to it, isn't it?
I think that's real because that I remember, we could put that one because that's fake. I remember this was thick.
Yeah, I remember.
And do you remember I said it's thicker?
Okay, so the Jacquemus is fake.
See.
The Louis Vuitton is fake.
Oh my god.
And the Chanel is also fake.
What the hell, guys? He tricked us. Oh, why is that?
Here's the point.
Where's your contact?
Yeah.
So they're all fake.
Yeah.
So this is what I mean. So like,
They, I also don't feel like
that, but they are there.
So they look okay. Do they? The thing is just if you give them to us, we would like tear them apart and like name thing after thing of why they're fake. So like if you smell them all, they all smell horrendous. Sophie picked up on it. They all smell disgusting. Like plastic, like really strong glue.
Oh, they do.
The leather.
Toxic. Don't smell that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we talk about this mammogram thing?
Mammogram,
am I right,
yes.
Am I right with that?
Monogram.
Am I right with the lining up?
So on the genuine ones, they don't line up either because there's like three pieces of canvas on the Never Fools. But you are right about the upside down bit in terms of like some Louis Vuitton bags are one piece of canvas. So half of the bag is upside down.
So that pochette is made with one piece of canvas. So it will be... one side will be the right way and one side will be upside down.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'd be one piece of canvas so like gone round. Yeah.
Yes.
So you were right about what you were saying.
But then there's all little bits as well you can look at. So if you look inside the Louis Vuitton one, the big one as well should have it. It's like got, yeah.
That is stinky.
It's like got a thing where it says made in France. It's got like a tab where it says made in France. Like that font is just not correct. It's far too deep. So like they're the little details that we look for. Do you know what I mean?
And when you've seen thousands of bags, you pick up on them straight away.
And can you see this like plastic on the zip inside?
I did see that.
I saw that.
That shouldn't be the case either.
I saw that and I thought fake. That's what I honestly thought.
Fake, fake, fake. When I order like my real bags from like Farfetch or stuff, they have that like, it's not plastic.
It's like sticker.
It's like, no, it's like
cellophane-y type thing.
Yeah, like papery.
I leave it all out. Yeah.
Yeah, the paper's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like the materials those bags are made out of are just really crap too. And like they would just break really quickly. And then if you tried to resell them, it'd obviously get rejected by everyone who knows they're authentic. So investing in fake bags is just a silly decision.
Sorry, I can't believe anyone tries to sell a fake bag. I know we've gone over that. That's
mental.
Like the most rogue thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, surely not.
For sure, 100%.
You guys must be like, are you okay?
So would you just send it back to them? Or would you just say you have to come and collect it? I'm not going to waste my money returning it.
Kind of. We make them pay for the return.
Yeah, okay. If they don't.
Or if they don't pay, because obviously they know it's fake.
They'll just say, have it.
Have it, but we donate it to the university so that they can...
Art projects.
That's
they can like
cool.
recycle them and stuff like that,
and then make things for the projects and stuff.
Guys, we could go on for ages. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you guys.
It's been so interesting.
I wish we'd had you on before Christmas so we could tell everyone to go get Christmas presents, but just go get everything all year round. Treat yourself at all
so
times.
So there'll be a big restock, I'm guessing, after Christmas. People will get new things, and then they'll go, "Oh, okay, I can get rid of that old handbag now." I'll give it.
Well, 5 million people will be seeing us on Dragon's Den, so we'll be getting lots of stock.
Oh my God, that's so
from
exciting.
Me too.
Yeah, I was literally going to say that, and especially from you.
We'll do a collection on our website, Sophie Habu's Wardrobe.
The wedding collection.
Yeah, it's all white.
We can work something out with that. Let's do it.
Oh my God, that amazing.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Just for anyone listening who wants to follow you guys or check you guys out on TikTok, where do we follow you?
Yes, absolutely. So TikTok and Instagram are our main channels. So Lux_Collective_ on Instagram. Lux Collective on TikTok. And then if anyone wants to follow me on my personals on LinkedIn and Instagram, it's just Ben Gallagher.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Fucking love a Scouser.
We love a Scouser.
I remember growing up and my mum always was like, Liverpudlian accents, the best accent ever.
It's so like friendly. I've also never met a grumpy Liverpudlian or an unfriendly one. Like they're always in
a
good mood. They're so friendly. They're so lovely.
Do you know why that is? Because we're London, like we're from London, and
we're
grumpy.
All miserable.
So we're like, wow, how nice. So like, that's just what.
Also, their energy was just very sweet. They're very like humble, and they're very successful.
I know.
They're so young.
I love
25.
I really like them.
So this is the sort of thing you guys like listening to. Sophie and I love doing it. It's just getting experts on, getting some more tips and tricks in like fashion, beauty, anything like that. If you guys can recommend
health, wellness, anything, if you want us to do an episode, focus on one category.
Get an expert in again, or someone that set up some sort of sick business. Also, that's like quite young and like, I guess, like in our generation, like new fun things. Yeah. You can email us at wednesdays@jampopproductions.co.uk
or DM us on Wednesday's Instagram. Or comment under our YouTube. Go watch our YouTube also, guys. Please, we want to know if you guys like it. We love doing it and putting out the whole episodes for you guys to watch. So
I love watching
subscribe
things,
so we know you like it. Yeah. And then we can keep pumping out more content for you guys.
Just pushing up.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you.
You.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.